superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
No panic, relax.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
The Spartans have beaten Michigan again.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
That's a jet touchdown. Tyler Croft all alone. Mike White finds him for the go-ahead score.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Still to come, ESPN college football analyst Ryan Leaf. Plus, your phone calls, Monday Night Football preview, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. And when we came on the air 2 hours ago, we were holding out hope for Jameis Winston to be somewhat healthy. And unfortunately, he is not. The MRI came back. It's a tore ACL and MCL as well. He really got bit by the football gods yesterday, no question about that. And then also when we came on the air, we were holding out hope that Derrick Henry would somehow, some way avoid the knife and somehow, some way still be upright for the Tennessee Titans. That is not the case. And also, Von Miller was a Denver Bronco. How about that trade happening in the middle of our first hour?
Crazy.
We'll post our reaction to that. You broke that news. Is that already up?
It's on
our
up. Yeah, it's okay. Up. Yeah,
at Rich Eisen Show. And we've been reacting to the Week 8 insanity. Albert Breer joined us prior to back at the 1 hour ago at this time. Albert from the MMQB joined us. Said that the Sean Watson trade, he called it 50-50. 50-50. We'll keep an eye on all of that. Certainly in our final hour, Cam Hayward of the Steelers is going to join us. Moments ago, Mike Vrabel of the Tennessee Titans took to the podium and talked about the fact that Derrick Henry will have surgery tomorrow. Would not put a timetable on his return, even though the gathered media kept attempting to get one.
Fans, you know, obviously are always clamoring. Is there any chance that he'll be back to see?
I think that there's a chance that anything could happen. There's absolutely a chance. Now, I can't sit here and tell you that that's going to happen. I just know that it's that Derrick Henry and hopefully everybody else that's out is going to do everything that they possibly can to get back as quickly as they possibly can. And then we'll make a decision if that's best for them and best for the team.
And then, of course, because of all these injuries and the performances of the backup quarterbacks yesterday, lost amongst all this is the fact that Sam Darnold is still in concussion protocol. He ran the ball on a keeper towards the end of the game in Atlanta yesterday and got absolutely, as the kids would say, blown up. And he left the game. He is still in concussion protocol. The Carolina Panthers won that game against Atlanta. And the Falcons, who had been on a winning streak, did not have Calvin Ridley in this game. Calvin didn't make the trip to London. He called it personal reasons. We found out when he returned that it was to take a mental health break. Calvin Ridley tweeting out yesterday on his Twitter account that he is going to step away indefinitely while he focuses on his mental health. These past few weeks have been very challenging, and as much as I'd like to be on the field competing with my teammates, I need to step away from football at this time and focus on my mental well-being. This will help me be the best version of myself now and in the future. And he thanked everyone for giving him the support that Calvin Ridley deserves. To discuss all of this is our friend and frequent guest host on this program. I'm thrilled to say he will be calling The Titans at the Rams on Sunday night on Westwood One in week number 9. Our friend Ryan Leaf back here. How are you, Ryan?
The Rich Eisen okay. Show. Wow.
Oh, gosh. Thank God.
This is great.
Thank you. All right. I set you up, you know, on I guess your first ball on the tee there at Mountain Gate. So let me ask you this question, Ryan. What did you make of the Calvin Ridley news?
Well, of course, we've been asking players to be more upfront about this when they're going through what they're going through and not feel ashamed. And because of the stigma that exists. So we've asked players to do this. So I was extremely proud of him, extremely proud of Lane Johnson over the weekend discussing it with Jay Glazer on Fox NFL Sunday. All of those things, what Naomi Osaka did this summer, Simone Biles, those players on a national platform speaking out about the same things that they go through like everybody else, I think is exactly what needs to continue to happen. The spotlight needs to be shown on it. It needs to destigmatize it. Therefore, anybody. Now, people say it's easier for them. They're in the spotlight. I think it actually does a better job for us because when I was going through it, I had to confront it. Because when I screwed up and when I was going through mental health issues and self-medicated and dealt with it the wrong way, everybody saw it, Rich. And I was confronted and had consequences to my actions and had to seek the help. There's a lot of individuals that go through it in the dark, in the shadows, and then are no longer around because they just disappear. So I love what he did. I love that he's taking care of himself. And I hope that everybody else who's seen it knows it's okay to not be okay, ask for the help, and do that, regardless of if you're a starting NFL wide receiver or if you're somebody who just is dealing with a mental illness. Like everybody else.
Now, you know how I feel about the subject and I feel about you. So what I'm about to say is what I hear from folks who don't quite grasp the seriousness of this because there is no cast, there's no MRI, there's no crutch, there's no nothing. It's just somebody struggling with something you can't see, right? So what I hear in response is like, why do you need to step away for something that's been created potentially in a world that you willingly walked into, you wanted, you dreamed for this moment? How can you not deal with it? What do you say to that, Ryan?
Yeah, that's extremely hard and harsh from anybody who believes that. I think what they're trying to say is that you are what I wish I could be, a professional football player, a millionaire. And those two things don't fix anything. Money tends to exacerbate probably a lot of things that exist in your life. And so those that have that viewpoint, they're projecting something that's going on inside them. And they may need to take a good look at what's going on with them. That's why you got to push those things out when you hear those types of things. And they're going to be backlash like that because you're a commodity when you're on an NFL team. So you can't actually have real life problems like everybody else. And I went through the exact same thing. I didn't know what it was, Rich, when I was going through it, right? I just thought I was a bad football player, and therefore I should be, you know, dragged by the media and dragged by the fans and everything like that. I didn't realize that I was clinically depressed, right, that I was going through those things that I would be diagnosed with later in life. And so when you don't know what it is, it's just as hard as the person who's viewing it going, I can't see a crutch. I can't see a cast. It's the same thing for the individual looking in the mirror going, what's wrong with me? I just thought I was lazy. I thought I was sad. I just didn't think my career panned out the way and it didn't, but I also was going through something that everybody else goes through from time to time in their lives, and that's dealing with mental illness. I just didn't know how to do it, and I also did not know how to ask for help, and I applaud both of those gentlemen over this weekend, coming forward, talking about it in a public way.
Well, I think there might be another interesting aspect of this is that the female athletes get a heck of a lot more grief than the male athletes on this. You know, or male athletes get like you should be masculine and tough enough to get through it. You know, that, honestly, I don't mean to keep focusing on what the negative reactions are, but the reason why I'm doing that, Ryan, is because I think I'd like to show those who might be sitting there thinking, Calvin, just suck it up. You know, you went to Alabama. How'd you not know that the spotlight in the NFL, or that's what we're assuming what it is, too, as to what might be causing him to step away from football, you know, a dream come true for so many other people, trying to maybe through poking holes in what might be coming in the direction of folks like Osaka and Simone Biles or these two football players that we're talking about, Ryan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I understand that. You know, this last year for a lot of people, you know, the COVID situation could have affected a ton of people regardless of what you did for a living. Like, things have been going well in my life with my family, professionally, everything, Rich. But the last 18 months, it's been hard, right? Because my disease tells me, oh, you got this handled, Ryan. You're the big, strong football player. That you got it handled. And when your disease tells you that, and then everybody else tells you around COVID-19 to be socially distanced, my recovery is all based in fellowship. You know, it really is. It's about being with other people, like-minded individuals who can relate with one another. So it's been a tough 18 months. And I had some of the best things in my life going on, yet I was feeling the remnants of that depression. And I think a lot of times where the skeptics get really, really bad at this, when you come out and talk about it and people go, oh, that's cool, he's addressing it, people just assume it goes away because you develop the tools to deal with it. This is an ongoing thing, right? It just doesn't stop once you admit that it exists and you go about your business and trying to live in that recovery side of it. You still have bad days. It still exists, and you have to address it the same way. Like, Calvin Ridley can take some time away and sure enough come back and play really well and have a bout of depression or whatever exists in his terms down the line, and that's going to be okay. It's just astonishing that people stop like treating people like they actually have a mental illness once they've talked about it and have addressed it in some way, shape, or form.
It's a lifetime commitment, obviously. Ryan Leaf here on the Rich Eisen Show. So what would you counsel Calvin Ridley from afar? Clearly, you're not there talking to him, I imagine. But what would you counsel Calvin Ridley to do or courses of action for him, Ryan?
Well, I'm not privy to any, you know, reasoning what kind of diagnoses or really what it is at all. He just says he needs time for himself. He's dealing with some emotional and personal issues, and I just commend him on doing it, right? Making a statement about this is why I'm stepping away from a public place, right? A public football team to address the things I need in my personal life with my family and everything like that. And when I'm healthy enough, just like if I have rolled an ankle, when I'm healthy enough, I'll be back out there trying to contribute and make the Atlanta Falcons a winning team. So I love what he's doing. He's got to block out all the noise. And if he's seeing a therapist or a counselor or somebody, they'll be counseling him the same way. Hey, you know, we what other people think of us is none of our business. It's about what we see in the mirror and how we go about it. And that's where true humility becomes who you are, right? The understanding, you understand who you are regardless of what anybody else thinks, says, or does. And that's where you develop the most healthy version of yourself. And I commend him again for you know, most people don't have to make a statement to the public about the mental health issue they're going through, right? But he plays a public sport, and there's different circumstances around that as an individual.
A few more minutes left with Ryan Leaf here on the Rich Eisen Show. In the few minutes I have left, how difficult is it to do what Trevor Siemian did, what Cooper Rush did?
Wow.
I mean, how?
Yeah, it's
how tough is that?
It's extremely hard. It's extremely hard because you don't get the reps in practice. That's the biggest thing. I was on the radio last night talking about this. You know, Sean Payton is an unbelievable head coach in terms of how he schemes offensively, always has been. Mm-hmm. And with that huge play-calling sheet he has on the sideline, I swear to God he probably had a whole section that just read Trevor's favorite plays. And when he got in, he just ran those that he knew Trevor was really, really good at, and they accomplished it. For whatever reason, Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints and Coach Allen on the defensive side of everything, boy, they just have Tom Brady and Tampa Bay's number during the regular season.
Right.
So that has to be tempered a little bit. But, you know, all these backup quarterbacks that got in and got opportunities, I tell you what, The talent is always there. The reason you're in the NFL is because you have talent. From A to Z, they're good. It's just a matter of whether or not they get the opportunity. And when they get that opportunity, they make the most of it. You know, if Drew Bledsoe doesn't go out, I don't know. I don't know if we see Tom Brady that season. And I don't know what that looks like down the future. But when that opportunity presented itself, Tom jumped at it and then kept excelling through the process. And there were opportunities this weekend for guys to do that themselves. And it was fun to see, especially as a guy that really struggled in the NFL as a quarterback, to see guys have success when that opportunity presented itself.
Well, I mean, at least Trevor Siemian's done it before, right? And can actually look at Sean Payton in some sort of a meeting when Sean Payton has that meeting with Trevor Siemian and say, these are my favorite plays, this is what I love. So in just in case of emergency, they can break that glass like they did in Week 8, and the same with Geno Smith. Cooper Rush had never started in the NFL before. Neither had Mike White, who even got a cup of coffee against the Patriots, and that was very eye-opening for a lot. But Cooper Rush hadn't thrown a pass in the NFL. He threw three back in 2017. That's insane.
Yeah, extremely. You know, he was extremely accurate. And when you listen to those coaches during the offseason, and in particular during fall camp, especially when Dak was out, kind of rehabbing that shoulder, they were really sold on Cooper Rush, his accuracy, the relationship with his wide receivers, and they have maybe one of the best wide receiver rooms in the NFL, right? When you're talking about Cooper, Lamb, and Wilson, those guys, they're special players. And, you know, that shows how good Cooper is and how he's adapted, because a year ago when Dak went down, Andy Dalton was in, and they looked like a shell of themselves offensively. They just apparently had to go out and get the new redhead. They got a new red rifle in Dallas. Just got those down. That's for sure.
Yeah, they can't do it without Ginger. You know what I mean? So, So I guess last one for you here. It's just the thing I love about the NFL. It's just again the team. It's the team effort too. You know, and how when you have a team win, how it feels, and then when you have a team win that celebrates the individual achievement of somebody who works so hard, and the team has a front row seat as how hard this person works to either stay with the team or work hard to make sure that the team isn't let down when they have that opportunity, and then they win. What do you think, what was it like in that locker room for the Jets and for the Cowboys and for the Saints and for the Seahawks? What do you think it was like for those dubs yesterday?
Well, I think that it's the continuation, the fighting, the spirit, right? When you're in that locker room and the season seems to be going down the wrong way and you all are still doing the work every single day when you're getting huge paychecks, yet you still come to work and try to get better. Mike White with the opportunity in New York. And then to see him do it when they got down 10 late in the game, right? For the defense to step up and get the big interception against Joe Burrow and then turn it into points, do something really fun with the Philly special for the two-point conversion, Mike White celebrating like that, the rookie Michael Carter running all over the place. I mean, if you're in that locker room, it's exactly what Robert Saleh has been talking about, and especially if you're Jets fans out there. This team had no quit in them. And I think years past, when the season started to go downhill, and Rolling Rock started picking up more and more moss, they tended to quit, and this didn't happen. They're playing arguably one of the best teams in the AFC yesterday, and they just fought tooth and nail to get the win. Same in Seattle with Geno Smith and that defense against Jacksonville. All of those things are huge. Now, it makes Dallas a very big contender when your backup quarterback can go and do what he did. Micah Parsons may have been the best draft pick last year in the draft and the impact he's had on that team defensively. So just a ton of fun. New Orleans continues to, you know, I think that hangover is going to ultimately set in when they know they've lost Jameis Winston for the season with the ACL. But Trevor Siemian really, really stepped up in a big way against the defending champions and the GOAT.
Well, Ryan, look forward to hearing your call on Westwood One, Sunday Night Football. The Titans in their first game without Derrick Henry, and then obviously taking on a Rams team with Von Miller on it. That's going to be a heck of a game. I look forward to your call.
Yeah, what an opportunity, you know. I don't know what to say, man. I'm just really excited about it. This is a pretty cool kid moment for me.
I love it.
You deserve it. I appreciate it.
You deserve it. Let's talk down the line. Take care of yourself, Ryan. You be well.
All right. Hey, fellas.
What up, Ryan?
What up, buddy? Talk soon, bro.
It's Ryan Leaf, everybody. Let's take a break so we're on time for Cam Hayward of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Fresh off the big W for the Steelers in Cleveland. and his brother's a Michigan Stater. I might hear that. Oh, boy, coming up. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep, because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
So as you know, I lone wolfed the Saints. Saints won, right?
You did.
Okay.
And they did.
I lone wolfed the Colts. Didn't work out. Came close.
Okay, very close.
Game day morning, I lone wolfed the Cowboys with Cooper Rush. I even said to Irv, you're going to get off the Cowboys if Cooper Rush starts. I'm staying on them.
And you did.
I also lone wolfed the Pittsburgh Steelers.
How?
I howled. I did indeed.
Geron, geron.
And joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line, fresh off that dub against the Cleveland Browns, they're now the sixth seed in the AFC playoffs 8 weeks into the season from the Pittsburgh Steelers, Cameron Hayward. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Mr. Eisen. How are you?
I'm doing better for talking to you. No question about that. I appreciate you calling into this show. What's been going on around your parts that things look a lot better this past month than the first in the NFL?
Cameron. Man, you know, I think, a little bit of luck, a lot of practice, and guys just getting healthy. You know, I know we've had some injuries early on, whether it was TJ or Alex Highsmith, Chase Claypool. But, you know, we're finding our stride, and hopefully it can continue from here on out.
Well, I mean, what was it like going through that first month of the season for you and that team and what you've been able to work through that adversity for you, Cameron?
It was a little bit tough with the injuries. They play a factor in every game, and you know they're going to happen throughout the season. But, you know, with that, younger guys got a chance to step up early. And now that's provided depth for us now, and we got to continue to grow with that. But it's just about staying the course, you know, understanding that, you know, you're not going to win every game all the time, but what can we learn from it, and how can we get better because of it?
Well, and then the other side of the ball, Cameron, your rookie running back, your rookie teammate, Najee Harris, appears to be one of those bona fide, to use the phrase, grown-ass men running the football in the NFL. What's it been like to have a front row seat watching his blossoming at that position so far for you?
Man, well, the cool thing is, during training camp, you blow up a play and you think it's for a tackle for loss. But Najee's always fighting for extra yards and he'll shake you out of the hole. And I remember getting pretty annoyed, pretty pissed off with myself that he was getting out of it. Now that I'm looking back, I'm glad he's doing it now. So glad he's on my sideline.
Yeah. How does that affect the team as a whole, though? That style of play and success at it. How does that affect all 53 on the roster for you?
When he's converting first downs, I think it's huge. And always falling forward. You know, you get into a game back and forth where, you know, first defense to really, you know, let down is going to pay for it. And, you know, over a game, you just see them start to erode at teams. And we're needing every bit of it. You know, the best type of defense is a defense on the sideline. And when Najee's converting first down after first down, we love that type of ball.
Well, and certainly, too, it allows Ben to stay more clean. You know, it balances the offense. It definitely keeps the defense from pinning, you know, their ears back and going to hunt the quarterback. And it also keeps you off the field. You know, it affects everything the way that I'm seeing it, Cameron.
Of course. Yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, to have a monster like that and to him balance out our passing attack and then still be a contributor in the passing attack, man, it helps out all folds. And, you know, I thank Kevin Colbert every day for making that pick.
Well, Cameron Haybert here on the Rich Eisen Show. You're born in Pittsburgh, PA, obviously. It's obvious to me, but others may not know you're a Buckeye. What's it like to win as a Steeler in Cleveland, Ohio? What is that feeling like for you?
Ooh, well, my wife's from Cleveland.
Okay.
So I always go back to the Stumping Grounds, and you know, I've always had a fun times in Ohio as a college player, and I became an enemy 11 years ago. But you know, you always want to get the bragging rights because you feel like that's your hometown, and you know, me and Ben both have that problem.
Yeah, I know. And next up for you is Justin Fields, so I guess the old alumni association is going to have to go out the window for Monday Night Football. Coming up, correct?
Yeah, they might, just a little bit.
Okay, just want to make sure about all that. How does it also affect the team? Did you guys know that Myles Garrett showed up as the Grim Reaper yesterday coming to work? Did you see that with the names of all the quarterbacks he's bagged on his cape? Did that?
I didn't take a look at it before the game. I saw it after.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was cute.
Okay, cute. Does it piss you off? I mean, does it piss the Steelers?
No, I'm just kidding. No, you know, to each his own. You know, that was a cool outfit. He sacked a lot of quarterbacks, I'll say that.
Okay. Cameron Haybert of the Pittsburgh Steelers, two-time All-Pro defensive tackle right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's it like to play next to T.J. Watt? You got a good story for me on your teammate sitting next to you?
Man, T.J. is competitive as hell in everything that we do. And, you know, he always gives himself a chance, whether it's in a card game where he shouldn't be playing at all. to, you know, this is how demented his mind is. He played quarterback in high school, and he swears to this day that he could go back in college and lead some team to a national championship. And I'm like, TJ, like, you got two bum knees in college to begin with, and now you're telling me you can play quarterback. So, you know, he's competitive and thinks outworldly, and he plays outworldly. But, you know, we're glad we have him.
All right, let's scrub back a few seconds. He thinks what? What does he think, TJ?
He thinks he can go back and play quarterback at a college program and take him to a national championship.
Like a Power Five, like T.J. Watt thinks he could play quarterback if he can go back into college and lead a team to a national championship. That's what he thinks.
Yeah.
He has said those words out of his mouth, and it goes in your ear, another human being. Like, that's actually happened, is what you're saying.
Yeah, first of all, it started off at high school. He could go to any Texas program and take the worst team and take them to their high school championship. We're like, TJ. And then he went to college, and we're like, TJ, now you're gassing it up. So, you know, it's pretty wild.
Well, while we're on the subject of talking a good game, Cameron Haybert, I got to ask you about your coach and Mike Tomlin and what he had to say about the rumor that, well, that's not the fact that he's on the wish list for USC football for their head coaching vacancy. And his response is one of the greatest responses. I said it's up there in its soundbite with, you know, the Jim Mora playoffs or the Denny Green, the Bears are who we thought they were. Like, it's up there with that. This is our new favorite drop here on the Rich Eisen Show. Go ahead.
Never say never, but never.
That was incredible. Like, that was truly one of the most succinct five words to shut the door on a rumor that I've ever heard. What was? How did that land in your locker room, Cameron Hayward?
It really didn't land in our locker room, but, you know, me being an older player and knowing Coach T, you know, it just puts the rubber stamp on it, you know, and it cements what he does. You know, Coach T is locked in, and, you know, he's not looking for a quick out. You know, he thinks he has the greatest job, and, you know, we know it every single day. He appreciates every moment.
So when you say it didn't land in the locker room, nobody was talking about it? Nobody heard, hey, did you hear what Tomlin had to say? Did you hear that does not come up when you're...
Now we do our own things where we like to screw with Coach T, whether it's, you know, Ben wearing his USC gloves during a meeting or...
Wait a minute. What happened? What happened? What do you got?
Ben wore his USC gloves in a media interview.
Okay.
You know, there's subtle things we do here and there. I think one time, I think we were going to play the USC song during our warm up, but I think that got nixed pretty quick.
Who had the gumption to even think about hit and play on the fight on theme there? Anybody? Was that you?
I can't rat them out. You know, that might get them in trouble.
But no, when you say it put the rubber stamp on Coach T and what he does, what does he do? What does he do?
He's consistent, and he challenges us, and he comes to work fully locked in for every single player. Whether you're the first player in or the last player in, you know, just getting to know him over these years, you really do appreciate how consistent he is and the message he portrays to the team.
Okay. And last one for you, Cameron, since you've been taking us inside. Is Chris Boswell's throwing career over?
It better be. I have no more time for that.
Yes. He Instagrammed out, dressed up as a QB for Halloween and got spooked is what he was what he Instagrammed out. So you're done with him for his coaching, for his quarterback career, correct?
Yeah. We're
done.
We don't even have a backup, so.
Yeah, I noticed.
We
all noticed.
It was wild.
We all noticed that, but I guess we can all laugh about it now. Your brother's alma mater took care of mine this weekend. I just figured I'd talk about the elephant in the room right now.
Sorry about that.
Are you really, though, Cameron? Are you really?
I'm not, you know, because I'm not. I'm not even going to try to deny it. Okay. You know, it was a big week for the Haywards. Mm-hmm. We went 2-0 this week, and we got to keep going on until we play each other.
Well, I mean, that occurs when? Do you think? I guess collegiately, your alma mater, he's going to be taking on your school currently right now, and for all the marbles, it looks like right now.
Yeah, I think it's a
couple weeks.
The week before Michigan. Yeah.
That's correct. Right before Thanksgiving. Okay, so do you put your allegiance aside, and what do you do for that?
I say good luck, and hopefully you stay healthy, have a good game, but you're not winning this game.
Oh, wow. Okay. We found out what's thicker. Okay. I got it. I like it. Hey, Cameron, appreciate the time here. Let's do this more often. I greatly appreciate it. It was a good chat. Congrats on the W, and let's talk down the line.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You bet. That's Cameron Hayward of the Pittsburgh Steelers right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Ben wearing his USC gloves. And who had the temerity to say, let's play the USC fight song at practice. Now, can I guess?
Sure.
Okay. It had to be a veteran. I'm going to guess Ben's the one who put the kibosh on it. How about that? Ben's the one like, maybe we don't do this.
All right, hold on. Let me quick.
That's so great. They thought about playing Fight On. They thought about playing fight on.
All right,
on.
So the only USC player on the roster,
tackle
Zach Banner.
Yeah, I don't think that is.
Fifth-year veteran.
Well, he could be the one to provide the link to the song.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Oh, my God, is that
funny? Well, Juju Smith-Schuster, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But he's not with the team right now.
But he's
now.
A beloved man who you can't stay angry at Juju for literally more than a second.
Yeah, you can't, but he's probably not around the team right now.
I don't know.
So
you never know. All right.
I guess he could have.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to review with what I saw with my own two eyes yesterday in SoFi Stadium. I want to do that because what I saw yesterday was beyond impressive. And I think I'd like you to all hear it, even though I know many of you don't. How's that for a tease?
Wow.
That's coming up next.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's great. We
just
showed
when he
the
plays
Brockman.
In the Masters in like 20 years, we'll have it
okay.
for the broadcast.
Very good.
And that's going to be played on ESPN as I sit there next to you and cry. It's going to be great.
And I'm going to be his caddy.
Yeah. Fantastic. So you've considered your dream is basically what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you folks, not here in the studio, I don't want you answering. You always answer the rhetorical question I'm asking the Rich Eisen Show audience. When's the
here,
last
Rich.
Time you considered your dream? I mean, really, really thought about it. Try to get back together with your dream and let our friends at Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, at Mercedes-Benz Vans, get you back in touch with your dream because you could live the total van life in a customized Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. Tour around the country, tour around all the national park sites. You can go up into the mountains and hang out and build a cabin there with your dad or your family or your mom or whoever. Whatever you want to dream up, especially start your own business. Because it's a Mercedes-Benz van that we're talking about. You can expect innovative safety features like crosswind assist and blind spot assist. Expect amazing performance and reliability with an MBUX voice command system, a 5-star dealer network, and an available gas engine because it runs like, well, a dream. So what do you say? Head to the Mercedes-Benz van dealership and get that Sprinter. Tell them your dream sent you. Okay, folks. Back here on our show. I went to SoFi Stadium yesterday. And full disclosure. The reason why we went is because the Patriots were in town. My wife, Susie Schuster, she put her stamp right down on the football side of things. As you know, I put my marker on the baseball side of things. My son, Coop, went trick-or-treating as Aaron Judge. I mean, I literally almost shed a tear, you know, seeing my son in a full... Susie went to MLB website, got the full 99 Yankee with jersey, the whole thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. They just like, we want to see the Patriots, Dad. So... I reached
You're
being
out the best dad
I,
ever.
I'll just be full disclosure. Reached out to the Patriots.
Yeah.
Because you can't reach out to the Chargers. All you got to do is look at that Seinfeld episode where Elaine wore the Orioles hat and the Yankee seats. It's all true.
Yeah.
It's true. All true. Yeah. It is all true. You cannot reach out to another team. And just full disclosure, in case, you know, once upon a time, when the Jets took on the Chargers in San Diego, and my brother. And I took my brother and my nephew, Lee, to the game. And the Chargers saw me on the field before the game. I can't go on the field, you know, right now. But you saw me on the field before the game. And they're like, hey, you know, how about you should come and visit our suite? You know, like come up and see everybody. And I'm like, well, my nephew's here. And he's wearing a Curtis Martin jersey, Jets jersey. They're like, yeah, we'll see you next time. I'm serious.
That's true, Rich.
I'm serious. When I shouldn't.
Say it.
No. Owners have told me that they will not let famous fans in to their suite because they're rooting for the team that's the visiting team. I don't care how famous you are. Like, if you're rooting against the other team, this is their business. This is their lot. This is it. They're serious about it. So I reached out to the Patriots. And by the way, this was also a few days after I went on the Jets rant about how the Patriots beating them 50 to whatever was the worst ever, and it's the worst thing for a Jet fan to be beaten by the Patriots. In other words, I'm a chameleon.
Right. Do what you got to do.
But for your kids, that's what I'm doing. Anyway, go to the game, and what I saw was the full Monty. I saw the Patriots organization at work, and then I saw the Patriots football team at work. And, you know, coming off a bye and getting beat down like they did in Baltimore, I thought the Chargers were going to win that game. Talk about a chameleon. I picked the Bolts, the Lightning Bolts, on game day morning and then went across the street and had my kids hang with the Patriots organization and my whole family. And Susie there, she knows people going way back in the day. What I saw there yesterday was so beyond impressive. And they just spanked. They gave up a touchdown to start. And the first 15 might have worked for the L.A. Chargers. But after that, it was all New England. And what I saw, I didn't sit there and think for a split second, this kid's going to make a mistake. This kid doesn't know what he's doing. This kid is totally being left on an island to figure it out himself. I didn't think anything about Mac Jones except for the fact that he is going to be efficient and there is no way he's going to make the mistake that's going to cost them this game. Could he have? Of course. Instead, it was Herbert. They were daring Herbert to throw deep, to throw underneath the entire game. Herbert wanted to make the big play, and they were daring him. Daring him to just keep on, check it down. And every single time, it wasn't working out. They were being three and outed, and then he made the mistake. The pick six that totally flipped the game.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the plays that I saw and the throws that I saw Mac Jones make with my own two eyes, because we were in the end zone frequently, they were coming right at us or right away from us. And the number of times that he was thrown into a spot or waiting for someone to clear, like Hunter Henry, he'd be there and he would just wait for the clear. And as soon as it was clear, boom, perfect, accurate pass. Run game was working. Their special teams. Folk didn't miss. And that Gunnar Olszewski, man.
Yeah, he's good.
And Slater could be, you know, has a Hall of Fame career at it.
Yeah.
I will say this, even though they showed some largesse to my family. Damn it, man. And the rest of this league,
get ready.
Get ready. It's coming. It's already arrived, personally. Belichick knows exactly what he's doing. And this team, too. Towards the end of the game, every receiver, I know Bourne put it on the ground. Yeah. I'm not saying that they're infallible, but every receiver, when the Chargers had to punt down by a score, every receiver got open. Mac Jones completed the pass, and every person who caught the ball slid instead of going out of bounds. They were situationally coached, and they executed it perfectly. They took all that time off, so when the Chargers scored, it wasn't enough time left on the clock. They crushed it. They're going to be a playoff team this year. I'd be stunned. It would have to be a major regression or injury bug to keep this team out of the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs this year, and I wouldn't want to face them. Mm-mm.
Seems like they're getting better every week.
And in terms, I didn't know this either. I don't know if anybody, I didn't know this either. Did you know they stayed over in Los Angeles?
I heard that last night. I saw it.
I thought, you know, they're out. Yeah. They're going to fly out. They're going to go. They stayed over. They watched some film. They got some rest. Do you know how much that probably cost the team to do that?
An extra night?
Yeah. Some teams might not want to do that. Now, I know he's got it, of course. No, but some teams that they have it, he might not want to spend it.
Yeah.
That goes a million miles with a team. Yeah, Belichick called into his radio show here from Los Angeles. Bill, you know, we're right here. don't know. They could be just up the road. Yeah, I didn't Bill, know. Didn't yeah, even Bill, know to ask.
Bill joked. He said he told the guys to go trick-or-treating.
Rest of the league that thinks, okay, Patriots took a step back last year. Now they got a rookie quarterback that you don't have to think about them anymore. They're set. They're set. They're going to get better.
They're going to get better.
I saw it with my own two eyes. They're all they're so buttoned up. They know what to do. They know what to do. They know how to execute. Man, they're only going to get better. Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, yeah.
Speaking of congratulations and yes. getting better, the Titans are signing Adrian Peterson.
There you go.
Peterson.
To the practice squad, and soon he'll be elevated to the actual roster.
Okay. Von Miller has spoken. Do we have enough time left on this program?
I think we're going to have to do it in the Peacock break.
So to our radio audience, I apologize. We don't have enough time to do that. But for our Peacock audience, stay right where you are because we'll take you to Brother from Another, as we always do right here. I want to thank today's guests. I want to thank our friend Albert Breer for calling in. I mean, his phone must have been blowing up. Literally, you have 15 messages. So I thank him for calling in the middle of this show. Ryan Leaf. It was great to chat with him about life and football, as always, with Ryan. And he was as giving as ever. And Cameron Hayward, whose brother just beat my my Michigan Wolverines. But when it's time for Michigan State to take on Ohio State, he basically said, go pound sand, bro. And T.J. Watt says he could take a team to a national championship insane. As quarterback if he goes back to college right now. Crazy. That's one of my – that has to be my favorite part of today's show. And being on there live when Von Miller gets traded.